Hello everyone, I'm Alan Ashton and you're tuned in to Organ First Radio. It's nice to have your company. As usual, lots of very exciting tracks in this month's edition of the Premier Internet Organ Music Programme, including a handful of new releases and possibly a request or two later in the show. Anyway, no time to waste as the Chattanooga Choo Choo with Lou Williams at the controls is all set to leave the Mesa, Arizona station. Chattanooga Choo Choo, played there by Lou Williams, one of the popular team of organists who entertain daily at the Organstock Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. The name of the record? the Best of Organstock Pizza featuring Lou Williams. And if you want to check out their website, I can assure you there's some very interesting sights and sounds on there. Time now to kill two birds with one stone, as they say. A new CD and a request for the artist who is the subject of it. There have been such a huge reactions to the sales of the first double Lenny D release, details of which are on the Organ First web pages, that Jasmine Records have released a follow-up. Titled Lenny D in Demand, this 57-track double CD features four more of Lenny's original and best mono recordings of the 50s. Not only that, due to the cooperation of an organ enthusiast and collector by the name of Tony Nobbs, the CD also contains eight other tracks, seven of which were never released in England. The quality throughout is fantastic, and so especially for Tom and Shirley Guerin, who live in Palm Harbour near Clearwater in Florida, not to mention a whole bunch of members of the unofficial Lenny D fan club who I correspond with, here is the great man himself with St. Louis Blues. You're probably hearing that track for the very first time because it was never released in England and was in fact Lenny D's very first release that he made for the American Decca Record Company. And he packs more into 3 minutes 10 seconds of St. Louis Blues than many organists do in a lifetime. The rather unusual solo sounds came from the Solovox attachment that Lenny had fitted to the Hammond organ. And what about that wonderful pedal line towards the end? Certainly a Lenny D trademark. Anyway, the number of this superb collection of Lenny D recordings, which includes the original Mr. D Goes to Town, D-Day, D-Latin and High Defy LPs, is Jasmine JASCD468. Jasmine JASCD468, and is available right now from MSS Studios. I can't tell you too much right now, but Jasmine have some more very exciting organ music reissues in the pipeline, and one could be available too late for inclusion in this programme. So I suggest you keep an eye on the accompanying video screen, because if it does get released, details will be on there, and in addition on the Organ First web pages.
For the best in organ music, join Alan Ashton on Organ First Radio.
Time now to change the mood with a track from Tony Whittaker's latest CD, which, as you may recall me saying in an earlier edition of the show, would be made on the Cinema Organ Society's Compton organ in Fentham Hall in Warwickshire. In the past, it's been a pleasure to have Tony on the programme, and we usually hear him on electronic keyboards. Well, this is his first step into the pipe organ scene with the release of Pure Nostalgia, a nice mix of tunes and medleys covering everything from Scotland to the South Pacific via Vienna. And here's Tony at the 3-manual 11-rank installation with his own composition, Racina.
Thank you.
Rossina, a composition composed and performed by Tony Whittaker at the lovely Compton Organ in Fentham Hall, Hampton in Arden, Solihull in West Midlands. The details of the CD, the title once again Pure Nostalgia, it's on Tony's own label, which is TWMS, and the number is POCD 12/07, POCD 12/07. Alternatively, you can check out the details on his webpage, which is www.tonywhittaker.co.uk for ordering details. And if you happen to see him at a concert, well, I'm sure he'll have copies there also. I'd like to tell you about a remarkable guy whom I found on the famous YouTube internet pages. His name is Billy Alexander, and he didn't exactly have the best of starts in life because he had a birth defect on his hands and feet. He was given up for adoption and put in a temporary foster home. After 8 major surgeries, the doctors took his deformed web fingers and created a kind of thumb and one finger on each hand, and on his feet they constructed one big toe in the middle of each foot. Billy was officially adopted by the foster home couple, and they told him that he could do anything he put his mind to with the help of the Lord. On his 8th birthday, Billy was presented with a Thomas tabletop organ by his Sunday school teacher. He soon found the limitations of it and progressed to a 2-manual con spinet, and by 10 years of age he was having professional organ playing lessons. Practice for Billy Alexander was never less than 6 to 8 hours every day, and very soon he began playing and travelling with the church teenage choir, in addition to now looking after all their amplification and sound equipment. At high school and college, he began to perform concerts and built and operated the campus radio station. By 1971, he was appearing on TV with a long-running 7-year religious music program, and in 1985, he moved with his wife Nancy to Dallas and started his own sound production company, which he runs to this day. Now, take all of that into consideration when you now hear what I heard when I first watched him on YouTube. Power in the Blood, the amazing talent of American organist Billy Alexander, who could put many an organist to shame, and a guy who has taken his adversity and with both hands and feet, and I'm not making fun by that remark, and proven that his life was well worth a lot more than he was originally told. Here's one more from Billy. It's called In These Days. In These Days, another composition by Billy Alexander. And all I can add to that is if you want to see Billy performing live on the Hammond organ with some more of that happy music, then you have a couple of ways to do so. One is to access YouTube and type in the name Billy Alexander, and the second is to go to www.keyboardnews.com, where you'll find not only a link but a whole page of Organ World videos, including those by Ethel Smith, Lenny D, and even Jesse and Helen Crawford, as well as a lot of other items of news and information that make up the Keyboard News web pages.
Hi, this is Mike Hall. For the brightest and the best internet organ music programmes, it has to be Organ First Radio.
A change of instrument now to that of the Yamaha EL700 and the music of Reel Around the Sun, the title track from Sarah Foley's latest CD. This is one of the pieces which proves to be a showstopper whenever she plays it, and with good reason, bearing in mind that this and all the tracks on her CD and in her concerts are all played and recorded without any multi-tracking. Reel Around the Sun, very exciting track, the title track in fact, from Sarah Foley's latest CD. It's a nice selection of music and emotions played by this very popular artist on the Yamaha EL700 and, as I said in the preamble to the track, absolutely all played live. For big band fans, well, there's Hello Dolly, The Lady is a Tramp and Moon Dance in church organ style, the very popular Prelude in classic style. There's Nessendorma, MacArthur Park and a very unusual and interesting arrangement of Greensleeves based on a recording by the late Mark Shakespeare. So once again, Reel Around the Sun, Sarah Foley's latest CD. And welcome to part two of this month's edition of Organ First Radio, brought to you as always, of course, by MSS Studios. Time for another request, and this one goes back to last year when I was doing a similar programme for the Organ Facts web pages. So I certainly hope that Audrey Lister is still one of my listeners, because at long last, Audrey, I've managed to come up with the request for the music you asked for. Music from the show Les Miserables. Well, I make no apologies for the fact that the selection is 11 minutes long, because when you have a combination of Nigel Ogden playing a comprehensive selection of music from the show on a world-famous instrument in a manner in which it is rarely ever heard, then I think it's certainly worth the amount of programme time. And I hope you do too. Thank you. A selection from the show Les Miserables, played there by Nigel Ogden at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer, and it appears on a series of recordings which he made for the OS Digital label. This one contains all music that was popular in the 80s. The CD is still available from MSS Studios, and the number is OS249. OS249. Well, as the English countryside is due to erupt in swathes of yellow daffodils, if it hasn't already done so in your part of the country, that is, what better piece of music than the Daffodil Dance, played here by William Davies at the organ in Tatton Hall, Cheshire. Some lovely playing there, as one would expect from William Davies, and a beautiful little tune called The Daffodil Dance.
Join Alan Ashton with the sound of the theatre organ and the sound of the electronic organ on internet radio. It has to be Organ First Radio.
Back again to that double Lenny D CD for another rare track. And if there was ever an odd man out in the hundreds of tracks that Lenny ever recorded, it has to be this one. An early 78 RPM disc on which he plays a selection of Viennese waltzes.
Thank you.
A selection of Viennese waltzes played by Lenny D. Well, I did warn you, it was an odd man out. Certainly, it's the kind of music that we don't expect Lenny D to hear playing. The kind of music that he's more renowned for are all contained on this brand new double CD, which is now available from MSS Studios. There was a time when my internet address book contained a handful of personal contacts, but over the years it's grown considerably with so many people who enjoy not only listening to pipe and electronic organ music, but who I can now count as good friends. One such contact is Bruno Hoff, who lives in Germany, and he's one of those people who gets so much enjoyment out of playing and arranging purely for his own enjoyment. He's not a concert artist, but most certainly, if he set his mind to it, he could well be. This is a track from a CD he released titled Swing Classics, and it's performed on the Korg i3. Germany on the Korg i3 keyboard with the great arrangement of a tune which I'm sure needs absolutely no introduction. The CD, with 18 superb tracks, certainly lives up to the title of Swing Classics, and the full ordering details once again can be found on the MSS pages. And with a little time in hand, let's choose a track from a CD that Ian King, who looks after all the technical aspects of these Organ First radio podcasts, compiled at the tail end of last year. Around the World is the fourth volume in his Theatre Organ Echo series, and features a lineup of diverse organs and organists. Here then is David Shepherd at the Compton Organ in Ossett Town Hall with the Spanish Gypsy Dance, number 4. Thank you. Spanish Gypsy Dance No. 4 by Maskowski, played by David Shepherd at the Compton Organ in Ossett Town Hall. And so to end this month's programme, a request, and again, this time from the USA, from Jim Wilson, who asked for something by the legendary classical organist Virgil Fox. Virgil died in 1980 after a 4-year battle with cancer. Now, out of all the many recordings, perhaps the most unusual one is titled The Entertainer, and it was made on the Wurlitzer organ in the Wichita Century 2 Center in Kansas. Undoubtedly, one of his most enjoyable party pieces, if you like, was the Bach Jig Fugue, but I'll let Virgil tell you the story behind it.
I told the gang that the tune comes in first in the tenor, second in the alto, third in the soprano, and when it hits the bass, I dance the jig. 6,000 hands came together when the pedal entered. I wonder if you'd be willing to consider that this is not Sunday morning in church and it's still Saturday night. Would you be willing to clap with my pedal theme? Here, if they don't do it, come right out here at the front and lead it. When I turned around at the end of this composition, there was a space in the middle of that great floor where there had been no chairs, and there were 300 young doing the most divine jig that you've ever seen to a fugue of Bach. Kids, if you feel like it, there's a lot of room. Come on up and dance. Here's number one. Thank you.
the Jig Fugue played by Virgil Fox. Oh, how I wish that all organ concerts were so well attended and appreciated. Anyway, that's all we have time for on this month's edition of Organ First Radio. Do hope you'll join me next month on April the 1st. Oh no, April Fool's Day? I'll take my chances. Bye for now.
Organ First Radio was produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.